In terms of the legend of Sleepy Hollow, plenty of people have been influenced by it before. They've experienced it. What makes your show different?
I do a solo performance blending storytelling and theater, like you might have seen Patrick Stewart do A Christmas Carol or Alec McCowan doing The Gospel of St. Mark. The difference, though, is my version is concise. It brings in it elements that you may not find in Washington Irving, like lively dialogue. I give all the different, the denizens of the story character voices. Using Brooklyn accents, because that's where, they originate with, that the Brooklyn accent originates with the Dutch. So I bring all that to bear when I'm performing this this old chestnut.
Who have you collaborated with on this run of it, and how did they add something special to the performance?
I collaborated with Andreas Bagler, my wife, who directed the piece. She's got a lot of experience with movie making, so she helps bring that a kind of a subtlety to all the different gestures and just a sense for bringing the drama out in the story. Also, I worked closely with a composer, Jim Keyes, who created original music for it, and he performs it while I'm telling the story. So it's a touch like a silent film with Jim accompanying on a 19th century pump organ to help create the spell.